CBS News. Israel and the United States have agreed on the wording of a joint resolution establishing ground rules for countries taking part in the multinational force in the Sinai. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The text of the declaration was unanimously approved by the Israeli cabinet this morning, and we'll hear about it from Bruno Wassertil.
The declaration will be made public in Washington and Jerusalem simultaneously. Sources in Jerusalem say that the manifesto will require all countries planning to join the force to recognize that the peacekeeping unit is exclusively the product of the Camp David Accords, the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty, and a letter of protocol signed by former President Jimmy Carter. The joint declaration was drawn up after four European countries offered to send contingents to the multinational watchdog unit, but linked their participation to the Common Market Countries' 1980 Venice Declaration that calls for the PLO to be included in Middle East negotiations and proposes self-determination for the Palestinians. Bruno Wassertil, CBS News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Middle East envoy Philip Habib arrived in Amman, Jordan today from Damascus, where he held an apparently unproductive meeting yesterday with Syrian President Hafez Assad. Diplomatic sources say he made no progress in solving the missile dispute. Assad is said to have told Habib that the Syrian missiles based in Lebanon are still needed there for the Syrian peacekeeping force. Now this message.
George, that thunder's getting worse.
Oh, honey, just some clouds bumping heads. Let's go to sleep.
But I can't get to sleep when it's so noisy.
I can't turn it off like a TV set. But I can get you some...
Aspirin? George, I took an aspirin already, and it didn't help.
Aspirin's for a headache. What you need is Compose, a sleeping aid. I got some at that convention, remember?
Mm.
Occasionally, everybody needs a little help. Let me see.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy, so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep. At bedtime.
Hey, sleepyhead, wake up. Ooh, sunshine's here.
How beautiful.
And I made you breakfast.
Oh, George, you think of everything. Compose to help make me drowsy so I can get to sleep, and breakfast to wake me up.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
A tentative agreement has been worked out between representatives of the Reagan administration and the Senate leadership on one aspect of the budget problem. It would fund the government when emergency appropriations end December 15th, and if approved, would head off a replay of last month's partial government shutdown. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Mark Hatfield says he thinks it will fly, but adds that that's only his personal observation. Hatfield says the plan calls for cuts of about $4 billion in domestic spending for the remainder of the 1982 fiscal year. Defense spending and most entitlement benefits, like Social Security, would not be affected. In Detroit, the National League of Cities is expressing concern over domestic budget cuts. The league's president, Republican Mayor William Hudnut of Indianapolis, voiced some of the criticism.
I think it's unfair to say... literally 2 months after the tax cuts went into effect, they're not working. How do you know? By the same token, there are a lot of people here at this convention who are worried about timing and think that the Reagan administration is piling too much too fast on the cities and on those of us who have to administer the affairs of cities.
Mayor Hudnut says the nation's economic recovery needs a broader approach than just dealing with cuts in social programs. Gold staged a sizable advance today overseas. The price was fixed in London this morning at $419 an ounce, up around $10 from yesterday. More news in a moment.
Why are you putting that cream just on the back of your hand, sis?
Because you don't get age spots on the palms of your hands, Amy.
Age spots?
Mm-hmm. This is Porcelana I'm rubbing into my hands.
Oh, the fade cream. I've heard of that.
Then why aren't you using it? You're almost 40, and even if you are my baby sister, you're starting to get age spots, too.
Oh, I know.
Tell you what, Amy, since your birthday's not that far off, let me give you this Porcelana now, even though I'm going to buy you something else.
Oh, sis, you always did spoil me.
Porcelana Medicated Fade Cream for age spots, freckles, and brown spots associated with childbearing years. Just rub it in. Watch those spots start to fade. Porcelana works in just 8 weeks. Porcelana at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Happy birthday, Amy. Hope you like your present.
Well, I sure love the Porcelana you gave me.
Did it work?
Beautifully. Look.
Told you so.
Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch those age spots, freckles, and brown spots start to fade. Porcelana Medicated Cream. Use only as directed.
Secretary of State Alexander Haig today addresses the Organization of American States Conference on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, and he is expected to speak out strongly on the subject of Nicaragua. Haig met yesterday with that country's foreign minister, Miguel Descoto Brockman, and charged that Nicaragua is building up an arsenal of East Bloc arms, in part, he said, to help leftist guerrillas fighting the U.S.-supported government of El Salvador. Haig told reporters, though, that there are no plans at this time for the deployment or use of U.S. forces in Nicaragua. Descoto, for his part, said, quote, the U.S. is synonymous with intervention. But he called the meeting with Haig a breakthrough and added, at least we are speaking. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
CBS News. Secretary of State Haig trades charges with Nicaragua's foreign minister. Good morning. I'm Chris Kelly reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Haig met with Manuel Descoto for 90 minutes last night on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, where the Organization of American States is meeting. Afterward, Haig said he received no assurances that Nicaragua would stop its intervention in El Salvador. The Nicaraguan diplomat told reporters that it is America that is the symbol of intervention, and he said Haig told him if Nicaragua intervenes in other countries, it must expect reciprocity from the United States. Later, Haig said Descoto told him Nicaragua has no plans at present to bring in any MiGs. The Secretary of State addresses the OAS meeting later this morning. More news in a minute.
We're here today talking about Topol, America's number one tooth polish sold expressly for smokers. Listen to what Chuck Gizzy has to say.
I drive a truck. I'm a long-haul trucker. I drink a lot of coffee, and you just sit there smoking all day long. And I don't really take care of my teeth that good on the road. And they get really stained.
Did your wife say anything?
She was getting on my cases, you know, about my teeth were really getting bad. How could you go out looking like that, you know?
So what did you do?
I picked up Topol and tried it, and it's been cleaning my teeth pretty good, and now she's pretty happy. And I like the way they look myself.
Would you recommend it to other truckers?
When I first wrote the letter to Topol, I said if more truck drivers knew about it, it would be a good seller because Topol did clean my teeth up. It took away the stain on it after about 4 to 6 weeks. It does what they say it does.
And that's just one person's experience out of thousands who are using Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Available now in regular and fluoride 3-ounce and 7-ounce economy size at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
In Poland, Lech Walesa and other leaders of Solidarity are meeting to work out their next step after calling a strike alert in reaction to the police storming of a Warsaw fire academy yesterday. Mary Wisniewski reports.
The union, which prides itself on not letting strikes turn into violence, is expected to proceed cautiously. Walesa told the country to be prepared for strikes, but he tempered his remarks with words of caution. In a speech following the police action, Walesa warned against provocation and brawls. He compared the union to a club hanging over the heads of the authorities. But, he said, we must not use our club on every occasion in case it falls on our own heads. Solidarity's next move will be crucial. The union, with its 10 million members, has the power to bring the entire country out on strike. But Solidarity realizes the police action at the Firemen's Academy may have signaled a tough new phase and the end of the communist regime's tolerance. Mary Wisniewski for CBS News, Warsaw.
The Senate is expected to vote today on the B-1 bomber and the MX missile. Attempts to delete funds for these weapons systems are likely to be defeated, but the Senate voted 90-4 yesterday against President Reagan's proposal to house the MX in existing missile silos that would be reinforced. The 2,300 delegates to the White House Conference on Aging are to vote today on 14 committee reports, and barring a last-minute change in the rules, the delegates will have only one vote to accept or reject all 14. The United States and Israel now agree on the ground rules for a Sinai peacekeeping force. The Israeli cabinet today approved the text of a declaration, and sources say all countries planning to join the force must recognize that it is exclusively the product of the Camp David Accords. More news after this message.
I'm home.
Hi, honey. How was your physical exam?
Okay, I guess. But one thing is clear. I really have to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. And I've made the decision.
Great. But can you?
Darn right. I've done some investigating, and I bought these.
Bantron Smoking Deterrent Tablets.
If you really want to stop smoking, Bantron will help. It's the scientific formula that can help you break the nicotine habit.
You've already started with Bantron?
Right. I took one Bantron tablet after lunch today, and I feel like I'm on my way to quitting.
Great.
Bantron has a buffered formula that works fast, and it really helps ease your craving for nicotine.
Well, that's half the battle right there.
It sure is. I'm going to keep taking Bantron.
Mm-hmm.
One tablet after each meal.
Right.
That's my plan. But...
But what?
I feel like I've already had my last cigarette.
Oh, honey, if I had a bottle of champagne, I'd pop it open right now.
Bantron tablets have the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. The more you want to stop, the more Bantron will help you stop. Bantron can help you break the cigarette habit. Available at supermarkets and drugstores. Use only as directed.
In London, pay radios are showing up in some taxi cabs. Dan Raviv hailed a ride today to find out about it.
Pop in the equivalent of 20 cents and then choose your station. You could relax with classical music instead of hearing the cab driver's political opinions. Or pop music instead of complaints about the traffic. But all in all, the drivers don't think the passengers need this new toy.
They're not going all that far, are they? Is it right to charge people for listening to radio? I don't think it is.
We don't always carry select people. We carry ruffians as well, which would want to tear the radio out.
Why should they have to pay when you can have one in the front, you know, and they can listen to music or ride news for nothing, you know?
The average London taxi ride takes 20 minutes. This way, it might be less boring. But perhaps this pay radio is a threat to the art of conversation.
That was Dan Raviv in a London taxi, and I'm Chris Kelly, CBS News.
CBS News. The Senate turns thumbs down on President Reagan's plan to house the yet-to-be-built MX missile in reinforced existing silos. Good morning, I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The vote on the amendment was 90-4, barring use of any research and development funds to put the MX in Titan and Minuteman missile silos. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John Tower, says the Pentagon is not happy with the vote, but will live with it. Today, the full Senate is scheduled to vote on a $208 billion military spending bill, which includes money for the MX and the B-1 bomber. Sources say attempts to kill those two weapon systems are likely to fail. More when CBS News continues.
Last year, millions of people were happy they used Express Mail Next Day Service from the post office.
A spare part overnight from St. Louis kept my factory from going kablooey.
Overnight from Mobile, Express Mail's a good deal. The price and the service have lots of appeal.
Under a pound is under $10 anywhere we go from 3,000 post offices.
Overnight to Pittsburgh, PA. Thanks, Express Mail. You made my day.
When you need it overnight, we deliver. Sponsored by your postal service.
If you've never baked anything at all, and you feel kind of jealous of your friends who bake pies all through the holidays, try this. Go to your grocer's freezer. Pick up some Pet Ritz pie shells. Take them home and fill a shell with fruit, slip it in the oven, and you've got yourself a delicious homemade pie. You'll surprise your friends, your family, and probably yourself. Make a pie soon with Pet Ritz pie shells.
All you do is fill and bake with Pet Ritz frozen pie shells.
The Los Angeles Times has published an interview with a woman who says she was on a boat only 300 feet from Robert Wagner's yacht the night his wife Natalie Wood drowned. Marilyn Wayne, a commodities broker, is quoted as saying she heard a woman call for help and heard several other voices shouting, "We're coming to help you." The time was shortly before midnight Saturday, and Ms. Wayne says she thought it best not to interfere. A jury in Fort Collins, Colorado, now has the case of the accused Libyan hitman. Gary Shepard reports.
A jury of three men and nine women resumes its deliberations this morning in the case of former Green Beret Gene Tafoya, accused of conspiracy and attempted murder. The panel began considering its verdict late yesterday after hearing 3 weeks of testimony, then retired for the night. Tafoya is accused of having been a paid assassin hired by the Libyan government to murder Faisal Zaghali, a Libyan dissident and an outspoken critic of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. In his final argument to the jury, the district attorney called Tafoya's story that he was working for the Central Intelligence Agency and only trying to deliver a message to Zaghali a fabrication not supported by the facts. Tafoya claims it was self-defense when the Libyan was shot twice in the head during a struggle for Tafoya's gun. Defense attorney Walter Garash, in his summation, characterized Tafoya as a forgotten patriot, highly trained by the Green Berets, who never would have bungled the job if he really were sent here to kill Faisal Zaghali. Both sides admit it's a difficult case, and it won't be an easy one for the jury to decide. Gary Shepard, CBS News, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Secretary of State Haig and Nicaragua's foreign minister apparently had a blunt exchange yesterday on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, where the Organization of American States is meeting. Nicaragua's Manuel Descoto accused Haig of verbal terrorism, of threatening American intervention if Nicaragua interferes in other countries. Haig says he received no assurances from Descoto that Nicaragua will stop intervening in El Salvador. But Haig said that Descoto assured him Nicaragua is not planning to bring in MiG fighters, as the Secretary of State charged yesterday. The Israeli cabinet has approved the wording of a joint declaration with the United States on the makeup of a Sinai peacekeeping force. Sources say any country participating must agree that it does so only on the basis of the Camp David Accords. More news after this.
When something gets broken and it needs repair, let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue can glue it to it.
If a cup or a tool or a lamp needs your care, let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue can glue it to it.
Metal, rubber, plastic, ceramic will last.
Whatever gets broken,
Crazy Glue can fix fast.
Let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue!
And now, Crazy Glue is also available in a no-drip, no-clog pen. Each drop holds a ton, and you can use it to the very last drop. Make money-saving repairs instantly. The Crazy Glue Tube and the Crazy Glue Pen both work like crazy. So remember, when you have something to repair,
let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue can glue it to it. Metal, rubber, plastic, ceramic will last.
Whatever gets broken,
Crazy Glue can fix fast.
Let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue!
Let Crazy Glue do it.
The Crazy Glue Tube and the Crazy Glue Pen are available at your local store. Get some today.
In a Los Angeles federal court yesterday, secretly recorded tapes were played of a reputed mafia boss complaining about how hard it was to bribe a judge. They don't need the money, Carlos Marcello was heard saying. They have a lifetime job. The 71-year-old Marcello is the reputed leader of organized crime in New Orleans. He and two other men are on trial for conspiring to bribe U.S. District Judge Harry Pregerson, who disqualified himself from the case when he discovered he was the target of the alleged scheme. Jay Jones, CBS News.